أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بلى من أسلم وجهه لله وهو محسن فله أجره عند ربه ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. With regard to what the Jews and Christians used to say, that only they will enter Jannah, the Jews and the Christians. So Allah says that is just your well wishing, but when you changed your kitabs, the Torah and Injil also, and you did not even believe in your Nabis in the proper way. The Jews had troubled Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to unlimited extent, and they went to the extent that when Isa alayhi salatu wasalam came, they wanted to assassinate, kill him, and according to them they killed him. The Jews, Christians also believe that, which of course is not true. Allah lifted him up at that last moment, and Isa alayhi salam is alive in the heavens. Anyway, what their wrong beliefs, they believe that they are the ones who will go into Jannah. For us is to take a lesson that we also just know should not have the outward name of Islam. Have we got the real teachings of Islam? Our aqaid properly. Today is the time when our beliefs, our aqaid are attacked. The things of atheism which are taught in our schools to our children with regard to Darwin's theory of evolution, the Big Bang theory, etc., and so many other things now, with all this lesbianism and all this homosexuality and same-sex marriages, all these evil things which are being taught, and still we accept all, our children accept all that, and yet we are Muslims. So just the outward name of Islam is not enough. We must be also aware that the real Islam must be there. So Allah Ta'ala in any way says, and this is the one aspect of the great truthfulness of the Quran Sharif, that if what you are saying, hatu burhanukum, bring your proofs for what you are saying. Just by making claims, it is not enough. Anyone can make any claim, but for whatever claim we make, we must have a proof for that. In kuntum sadiqeen. If you are truthful that you are the ones who are only going to enter Jannah, then bring your proof for that. Anyway, Allah gives what is called a qaida kulliya, a rule which supersedes everything else. And what is it that, who is it really that will go into Jannah? Allah says, bala, why not? It isn't that you people will only enter Jannah, but whoever, man aslama wajhahu lillah, jisne ta'abih kar diya muh apna Allah ke, a person who has submitted himself for Allah Ta'ala, has become totally submissive to Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, also we have to think, we claim to be Muslims, and Islam is definitely the key to Jannah, and Iman is definitely, but have I submitted myself to Allah? How much do I follow my own whims and fancies? How much does my ego and my pride come in between? And the other condition, وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ or وَهُوَ نَيْكْ كَامْ كَرْنِي وَعَلَىٰ هِي, and is a person who does righteous and good deeds. And righteous and good deeds are not what I decide, not what we decide, but what Allah Ta'ala has declared in the Quran Sharif and through the hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How much of that lifestyle is in us? And how much of the Western lifestyle is in us? How many atheistic thoughts have we got and beliefs have we got? So those are the basic things. And ulama have written that for a person's good mood and for his success in the akhirat, what counts almost fully is his private life. Publicly we can carry on as though we are very pious. Our outward form can be also very pious. But our private life, and everyone can see his dealings with his wife, with his workers, his own personal things, his namazes himself. He should know how much is he regular with his namazes. And namaz is not just the outward form of it also, but the reality of namaz. We all just made namaz now. But think for ourselves, how much was our thought in namaz? How much was our concentration? So our private life will count a lot as far as our a mort is concerned, what kind of a mort do we get? And also on the day of Qiyamah, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi says that every person must have some such amal, which even if they are nafal or mustahab or like small amal, but which were done solely for Allah and nobody knows about them. Those amal will help a person tremendously on the day of Qiyamah. On the day of Qiyamah, the quantity won't be seen so much as what quality will be seen. Ikhlas and sincerity. So Allah says, those who have that, فَلَهُ أَجُرُهُ عِنَّ رَبِّي. To uska apne rab ke paas hai uska ajr. That person will get his reward by Allah Ta'ala. It's not by saying I'm a Jew, I'm a Christian, or even just outwardly that I'm a Muslim or anything, but it is that submission. And that is what Islam and Iman is. That a person submits totally to Allah Ta'ala. And for such a person, wala khawfun alayhim wala hum yahzanun. Or na dar hai un par, or na wo ghamjeen honge. And those people will have no fear in the year after. From the time of maut comes and Malakul Maut appears in front of them, they will have no fear but just enjoyment. And they'll have no sorrow of leaving this dunya. Today we also should see how much are we worried that we're going to die with the virus. And what our present situation, everything is just worried. Everyone is worried, I'm going to die. Maut should be a thing that a Muslim looks forward to. But dunya we have given preference. Our life of dunya we have given preference. Whereas the real life is the akhirat. The life of quantity and quality of enjoyment is only the akhirat. Dunya can't offer us anything whatsoever. But our hearts are fully in this dunya. We say we are worried of our wives and children. Then how much is our trust in Allah Ta'ala? Who is the seer to everything? So a true believer who is submitted to Allah has got no fear whatsoever. And if we have just got the outward form of Islam and we are just pretending that we are Muslims, then that is not going to help us. We have to be Muslims in reality, total submission to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And for that, an effort is required. A person has to make effort on his iman. And one greatest effort is the dhikr of Allah. How much a person will be regular with his dhikr, so much will his iman become stronger. And if this dhikr will make our iman stronger, and it will in turn make the iman of other people also stronger. On the other hand, if with the other way of effort of deen, like for example the TV, and with the TV, that brand of Islam is going around. The modern type, the easy type, that type of Islam. With radio station Islam, that kind of Islam is being spread. But with dhikr, the real Islam will come into our lives and it will spread in the lives of others also. More than our bayans also, more than our kitabs that we write also, the more we are regular and do our dhikr properly, that effect is the greatest effect. And that is that will bring the true Islam alive. And we all can gauge for ourselves how much are we making the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. We are very, very negligent as far as the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala is concerned, which is the greatest necessity and need to bring the reality of deen into our lives. May Allah give us all proper understanding, guide us and help us through all our difficulties here in Palestine, throughout the world. May Allah help us and let us understand that deen has to come in its real sense into our lives.